You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm here, Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis is off for today, so Matt and I will be taking care of today's show as best as we can, and we have a few important topics to get into. We're going to share some pretty amazing stats on inflation, and in the spirit of Christmas, how much a Christmas dinner cost, you know, over the last, you know, 40, 50, 60 years or so compared to now, and how it's risen over the years. It's amazing what inflation will do if you're not keeping an eye on it. Then we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus. It's a very touchy subject, but we're going to decide, how do you decide as someone who's looking to pass on assets to the next generation, who administers your estate? I know it's something, it's a very grim topic, but it's important and practical to decide who is your executor, who is your trustee, who is going to help you, you know, take what you've worked so hard to save and make sure those assets go to the right people, institutions, organizations, etc. Then myself and Matt are going to talk about an important topic and what type of advisor is the best fit or right for you. And is, believe it or not, we're going to give a unbiased opinion on different advisor firms and how they work. And you can decide maybe, hey, am I in the right spot, or should I look into a different spot in terms of the type of advisory firm we're working with? And on that same regard, in the weekly market report, we've heard the topic of robo-advisors. It's like basically robots who manage portfolios. We're going to share the good and the bad in our opinion on where that plays in the marketplace. So with all that said, being said, myself, Derek Gregoire, here with Matthew Peck. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I think we're doing great. It's about 10 years on the radio now, I think about that time. So we've loved it. I'm still, you know, stumbling and over my words. I still tell folks I'm a financial planner who's on the radio, mm-hmm. not a radio announcer.
Well, and how often, because every once in a while I'll listen to myself and I just, it's
and
like,
you cringe,
man,
like me?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm like,
pretty
do I
much.
Sound like that? But although my family usually says, or I run into people who I know and they'll say, you sound smart on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? What about the rest of my life? But no, this past weekend, my wife and her friends, she did that Nantucket stroll.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
So they had a good time, and it's like, I guess it's beautiful over there, and there's some like shopping discounts and mm-hmm. you know, different events going on in Nantucket. So it was cool because I got to spend this alone time with the boys,
yeah.
Paxton and Cam, who are 11 and 8 now. And it was literally Friday night. Like, talk about Christmas. Last Friday, we went to a Christmas play that one of my cousins was in.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next morning, we went to the charity drive that we'll talk about in a little bit. That evening on Saturday night, we went to a Christmas concert at my church.
Oh, nice.
And then Sunday, we went to a big family, like, you know, 100 people, distant relatives, big Christmas party. And I almost had to play Santa, but I got off the hook, thank God.
Yeah, your build isn't really a Santa build.
I know, that's what I was told.
I'd say. Yeah, right.
That's what I was told. So how about yourself? Everything good?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, as you said, it's the season, you know. I mean, so, you know, the tree is up, all the decorations, and, you know, Bing Crosby, you know, keeping us company as we do that. And, you know, as soon as sort of like the last of the turkey is away, yeah, I go straight for the eggnog. I think it's just, you know, it's like that once a year. It's just amazing about how it's all the activities, like you were saying, with your family, and then it's the sights such as, you know, the trees and the ornaments, and then the eggnog and like the cinnamon and nutmeg that
it's
you put in
of,
that.
Yeah, it's part of this tradition.
Yeah, it's such a great time of year. I mean, it's all dark outside and everything, so I mean, I can't imagine a better way, and very family friendly, and obviously family centric, and, you know, going to go to some of the tree lightings that are, you know, starting to spring up around too, and it's just such a great time of year.
We've already watched Home Alone, Elf. We've
been Elf, right. Yeah, I watched Elf.
I haven't watched Christmas night. Vacation yet, yeah. So that'd be, that's next on the list. But yeah, one of the things which is really cool, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, is on Saturday, the last couple of years, we do a big client gala. And this past year, it was in Granite Links in Quincy. It was only a couple of weeks ago, Thursday, I think it was the 5th or something. Mm-hmm. We had a few hundred people there. And it was amazing because what we did this year is we said, we'll pledge for Toys for Tots, Homeless for the Holidays. There's a really good organization down in Bourne. They literally like sleep outside for a couple nights. And they do this whole, it's a big ordeal. And these people take a lot of their time to raise money to really help those families who are either homeless or as many families, unfortunately, as you get to meet these people that are deciding between like heat or presents for the kids. And so we said for this year's gala, which is a nice event that we have, you know, really nice dinner and food and dancing and DJing and, you know, all the prizes. But what we also did was we had a theme this year where everyone comes, brings a gift card for this charity. And we said we'll match whatever they bring. So after the event Thursday and Friday, we tallied all the gift cards. And I'm so just like we said, we talk about our family here at SHP and our group of employees and partners. But we also have awesome clients.
Yeah.
And our clients literally just and not all of our clients were able to make it, but just the clients that came were able to bring, we raised about $3,500 worth of gift cards for these families. Then we matched ourselves $3,500, which is not about us. It's about just that's what we said we do. So we brought them down basically $7,000 to this charity on Saturday. We got to bring our kids.
Yeah.
I went with Michelle, Keith, Jamie, a bunch of kids, and what was really, they were so appreciative. They told us more about the organization. We went right down to where they were. And while we were there, we left. And then later in the day, Jamie got a text from one of the people there. One of our clients who came to the event, who actually works with you, as you know.
Yeah.
They were inspired, went to Walmart, bought another $500 worth of toys, and then dropped it off there. So it was just the outreach and the outpouring of just compassion and great, everything was amazing. And it's awesome to see.
Well, and I think too, I mean, obviously there are hundreds of awesome charities and ones that are, you know, all just, you know, very honorable in their own position. But I think Homeless was something that really struck us, you know, strictly because, you know, here we are talking about how nice it is to be, you know, decorating the tree and having the fire and having the eggnog. And, you know, here we are with the families and, you know, all these are our own families, of course. And then, you know, then you just stop to think about all the people that they're not enjoying any of that.
It's,
you know,
amazing.
It's the exact opposite. So here I am, you know, or here we are talking about, as I said, about how dark it gets at night and how, you know, just it's a really kind of sometimes not a sad time, but, you know, just in regards to the weather and things along those lines. And to be able to, you know, to be able to give that gift and bring a little joy, a little happiness to these kids that are obviously in a tough situation, couldn't think of a better cause.
Thank you so much to our clients who were able to go.
Yeah.
To help us in this thing that we took place. And speaking of like cost and money, and you know, I was just looking at this, Matt, and I don't have a lot of time, but think of inflation. We talk about building inflation. We have to plan for that inside any plan that we're building for the clients that we work with. And when I was looking at some numbers, if you look back to think about Christmas dinner since 1960, ham cost about 39 cents in 1960, 75 cents per pound in 1980, $2.25 a pound in 2011, just that alone is a 220% increase.
Jeez.
Then you have flour going from 49 cents to 79 cents to $1.75. And then 10 pounds of potatoes cost 39 cents in 1960, $1.98 in 1980, $4.99 in 2011. That's a 1,129% increase. And so between ham, flour, and potatoes, the average price increase since 1960, 429%. So bottom line is make sure your plan accounts for inflation. If you want to learn more about us and what we do, just all you have to do is go to shpfinancial.com. I would advise you, we're going to talk a lot about different choosing the right advisor. If you feel motivated, get some time, go to our website, and then book a visit for the beginning of 2020. Get your ducks in a row so that everything's in order. And make sure you have a plan that's looking at all areas of retirement. You can decide if we're the right firm, but that first step is setting up that first meeting. And that's just go to shpfinancial.com. You can book a visit right there and get a ton of information on that site. Again, that's shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus, and we're going to decide and start discussing what you should be making decisions about as it relates to your estate. Who's going to be your executor? Who's going to be your trustee? Is there a backup plan? All that and more on this show. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. It's the holiday season, the time for peace, love, and family volatility. At SHP Financial, we're here to tell you to count to 10 before responding to Aunt Etta. We're all at the mercy of the holidays, but that doesn't mean you have to be at the mercy of a volatile stock market. Call us at 800-227-7777 to schedule a complimentary, no-obligation financial review. There's still time to affect your 2019 taxes and get on the right track for the new year. So, put down the eggnog and give yourself the gift of security. Call SHP Financial today for your year-end review at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. You might not have a choice where you'll spend the holidays, but you do have a choice to take control of your investments. Call us today at 800-227-7777 or visit us online at shpfinancial.com.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our five-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are lucky to be joined by attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. Welcome to the studio, Keith.
Glad to be back, Derek.
Are you really glad to be here?
I am very glad to be here.
You didn't? All right, just making sure. I almost asked you again. No, but today we're talking about something that we hear, you know, a lot of times when you're building an estate plan, or when folks are listening right now, when they're going in for their estate planning meeting with yourself, or if they've done one in the past, they have some decisions to make. And one of the major decisions that a lot of folks can get hung up on is, who do they choose as a trustee or an executor? Basically meaning, well, I'll let you explain, but who makes the decisions for them, or who helps execute their financial plan and their estate plan once they pass away? Which is, sorry to bring up such a grim topic on a Saturday, but that's what we're here to do on estate planning.
Yeah, Derek. So this is an extremely important choice.
So what is an executor or trustee, and what's the difference?
Yeah, so in Massachusetts, we use personal representatives, and some people think of them as executors. It's pretty much the same thing, different nomenclature. And trustee, also, all of these come to play in estate planning in two documents. Executors or personal representatives you'll find in wills.
Sure.
But we really don't want people to be basing their estate plan around wills. We want them to be based around much more effective, tax-efficient trusts. So in a trust, a trustee is basically a manager. And most clients are their own trustees of their own trusts during their life. There are some exceptions to that because there's so many different kinds of trusts out there. But for most people, what they're trying to determine is a successor trustee. Now, this came up just last week. I had a short week last week, took a few days off, and met with a client, and they said, had all the other answers as to who they wanted their assets to go to and so forth. But they said, you know, we want these assets to go to our two children, but they're not great with money. We want to protect them in case there's a lawsuit, in case they marry the wrong person and it doesn't work out well, if there's a divorce, or if they make a bad business decision. All wonderful reasons for trust planning. But they said, I don't really think we should name the kids to be their own trustee after we've died. And I couldn't agree more. So having a conversation in advance about who you might want to be that manager or trustee of all the inherited wealth upon death is a really important choice.
Do most people pick children in
you
general?
You know, most people start off the conversation picking family members because they know them, they trust them, they're known quantity. But the reality is if you're naming a family member to be a trustee, you're also significantly weakening any asset protection quality the trust might have.
So give an example of like what would happen. Let's say someone's listening and then they name their oldest daughter as trustee and they passed away and now now it's the trustees making the decisions, or not making the decisions, but executing
plan. So in that example where the parents died and they created a trust to leave it to their daughter or children, but they named the children to be their own trustees, or in fact, any family member to be their own trustees. And then those children subsequently are sued or divorced or become injured or ill or unwell. The asset protection features of the trust might not work as well, if at all.
So basically, if someone's a trustee of this trust and they're going through, let's say, God forbid, the parents passed away, they're taking this money, but they're going through in the middle of a divorce.
Right.
Well, that divorce attorney, I'm sure, is going to see...
They're going to try to penetrate the trust. They're going to try to attach the trust. And so to defend against that, you need to draft the trust properly in advance of these people passing away.
And so what's another way?
Another way is naming something called a professional trustee or a 672C trustee.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. So Internal Revenue Code 672C is talking about professional trustees. Basically, in plain English, we're talking about naming someone who knows what they're doing and who's not a family member or related to those beneficiaries. So instead of naming Uncle Harry or Uncle Charlie or the kids themselves to be their own trustees, it might make more sense to name a professional trustee who understands how to read these 50 to 100 page trusts, who understands how to file the tax returns and take the advantages of all the tax benefits trusts will give, but also for those clients that want to protect the wealth against someone coming after those kids. You do not want to have family members and friends as the trustees, and you certainly don't want to have the children themselves.
Wouldn't that also help, Keith? Let's say someone was listening and they had children or grandchildren where they didn't want them to get all the money at once.
Right.
And let's say they passed away. Well, if it's a family member that's making that decision for another family member, I can't imagine that. Well, I shouldn't say I've seen this take place on clients that have come in going through the situation that came from another firm and just didn't really have things together. And it's like, wow, it can be scary.
Imagine the knife throwing over Thanksgiving dinner if the children want the money and they're being told by their relative who's sitting across the table they can't have it.
Whereas if you're a professional successor trustee, they're unbiased decision making power.
Right. And not only that, but sometimes I think people have the illusion that their children or family members are going to just be able to immediately absorb and understand how to use this trust. They're going to probably hire someone anyway, just for help. So don't think of it as a money saving device, as naming family members and friends. Name someone who knows what they're doing. It's a very important choice.
One of the things that people get held up on too is they think, hey, let's say I'm alive and I'm in my 50s or 60s and doing well, but I've amassed a decent amount of assets. They might be thinking, hey, I don't want to name of some professional successor trustee. I'm going to have to pay year in and year out right now, ongoing.
Yeah, and they might think that. Professional trustees should only be charging after the people have passed away. So it's a great point. You can name professional trustees. There's a lot of different outfits to choose from. You're not necessarily naming a person. Like a lot of people hearing this might think, Attorney McManus wants us to name him. No. Don't name me. I'm going to pass away too, just like everybody. But name an entity. Consider naming an entity. And there's a lot of good private trust companies to choose from. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, they're formal 672C entities that will really lock down that inheritance. They're not preventing your beneficiaries from getting it. What they're doing is they're making sure no one's going to take it from the beneficiaries. And again, not all trusts work like this.
Correct.
The trust has to be drafted with asset protection in mind. Please, please do not think that just because you have a trust, there's any asset protection value at all.
Well, you spend so much, people spend their entire lives saving money, right? And having, number one, the goal is to have a good retirement, which should be their goal.
Yeah.
But also, if something happens to you and you're listening, I know no one likes to think of, hey, when I pass away, what happens? But you want to make sure those assets that you've worked your butt off for, you've got up every day, early mornings, late nights, in the office or on the job site, whatever it is you're doing, that's protected for future generations. And if you just have this trust that's kind of willy-nilly that you spent $200 online for, that can be dangerous. With a lot of the trusts that we set up, when we send our clients to you to set up, we have that professional trustee name so that our clients know, okay, if anything happens to me, there's this entity who does this, and because they actually do it for some of my clients now, who have irrevocable trust, and they do have, not to get too technical, but they have this professional trustee working for them with the same group that we name.
Yeah.
And so if you know if that you're, that you have this name, you know that you're, if something happens, like one of your children, God forbid, or beneficiaries are going through a health situation or a divorce, you might you're going to have more protection around this trust.
Right.
And you have a non-affiliated party that's executing your trust per your decisions.
99% of estate plans just push the money to the next generation. Like, it goes from the parents to their kids. And then if the kids are minors, if they get in trouble, if they get hurt, if they become injured, ill, sued, divorced, anything, those trusts just push the money right into their name and social security number. The children are going to promptly lose it.
Well, you can tell, we know here at SHP Financial, we're a financial planning firm, but we bring on folks like Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning because we feel like it's great to have a plan that looks at all things financial, income, investments, taxes. But if you're not looking at what happens if you if something happens to you, you want to keep that money going in the proper way and protect it for future generations or entities that you care most about. So if you maybe you have an estate plan, but you're like, as I'm listening to this, maybe I need to get a second opinion. Or if you don't have an estate plan at all, that's fine too. That's what we're here to do, and that's what we're here to help you do. So give us a call. You can come into one of our offices. Keith meets clients both in the Hyannis office and the Plymouth office. Call 800-227-7777 to schedule a review or a second opinion. 800-227-7777. Stay tuned after the break as we're going to discuss a very, very important topic as it relates to your retirement planning. And it's really what type of advisor is best for you in your situation. There's pros and cons to each, so we want to lay out some of the options that you have available to you and how the every advisory firm is usually different in certain ways. And hopefully we'll be able to help you decide what's best for you or if you're currently in the right fit for what you need. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
I probably say this for many segments, but this is a truly important segment if you're out there and you're not sure, number one, if you should hire an advisor. Number two, if you have the right advisor for what you're looking for. There's probably more things that we'll get into, but those are two important questions that you have to ask yourself, especially if you're approaching or in retirement, is making sure the advisor that you have or are looking into, the advisory team, is right for you. And this is, you'll notice some of the things that we're going to talk about are not what we do. We don't really, so we're just trying to give our most unbiased opinion on all of the, we'll tell you what we do. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this since 2003 in terms of how we, over the years, we built it out and our company's changed for the better, we feel like. But why it's important to understand, when you hear a financial advisor on the radio, or if you go to like a workshop or a seminar, I guess when you get the thing in the mail or when you hear us, it might sound like we all do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make it clear that sometimes that's not the case. Depending on your situation, we want to make sure that you understand the different options that are out there and decide who would be the right firm for you. At SHP Financial, sometimes, and I've talked this to different people and my dad and probably my pastor at church, because it's a tough thing to pill to swallow. But the reality of what we do, Matt, is that we don't work with every single person who calls us. Mm-hmm. And there's reason, we're not trying to be arrogant. But it's not, some people, the advice we give, it's not the best for. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes folks will call and say, you know, we'll say, hey, we're probably not the right fit, or we'll meet with them and say, we're probably not the right fit. And we give them other options. Hey, go see this firm or that firm. They're probably more what you're looking for. But I wouldn't say unfortunately, but the reality is we're not the right fit for every person listening. And folks listening aren't always the right fit for us.
Well, yeah. And think of it a couple different ways. You know, on one hand, you know, for any of our listeners out there, either for our own advertising or when you do get those, you know, dinner invitations, it will usually say at the bottom, you know, this is for people that have over $250,000 of what's called investable liquid assets, and or let's say someone has called from our radio program and spoken with Tasha, Carol. Sometimes we'll ask them questions like, okay, you know, how much do you have to invest, and kind of how old are you?
Yeah.
What are your goals? So just to kind of explain a little bit about why we do that is that for people that do have less than $250,000, it's not that we can't, you know, it's not that our services don't have value. It's just that you need to have a whole bunch of the very basic parts of financial planning taken care of. So for example, one thing that everyone needs to have is an emergency fund.
Yeah.
Right? You need to have anywhere from 3 to 6 months, if not more, worth of what your income is or what you're spending. So let's say you're spending $10,000 a month. Well, you better have anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 in the bank for a rainy day.
Yep.
You know, if you lose your job, or you're injured, or there's an emergency, like, you know, your tires blow or whatever that may be. So when people have, you know, less than $250,000, anytime we talk to them, we say, look, you have to do all of these things first.
And then plus, Matt, like a lot of what we do is like estate planning.
Yeah.
And the estate planning we do usually has even more value if the client has $1 million to $2 million or more of assets, as well as tax planning. If someone only has, you know, $100,000 and it's all in an IRA, there's not much tax planning we can do. So again, some of our strategies that work so well for clients that have, you know, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $4 million, you know, in that area might not apply to someone. So they you know, someone that has $100,000, that's a lot of money.
Right.
So I'm not saying only, it's just more of like, if you have $100,000, we have to make sure, number one, if we need to get a cushion in cash, which is already might be half or most of that money. And after that, there's not much planning we can do. So in essence, you're paying us a fee and not getting the proper value.
Yeah, because it ends up being more like, okay, hey, let's make sure your credit card is paid off, or let's,
exactly,
you know, let's make sure that they're taking the right withholdings, like tax withholdings or whatnot. And
but saving $100,000 is still great. I'm not trying to like put that down by any means. I'm just trying to say that there's, like you said, there's reasons why we don't take clients under a certain asset level.
Well, and I think you also, I mean, you know, I think I share the kind of dilemma you mentioned. It's, you know, you're talking about it with your pastor and whatnot.
I mean,
that's a completely different industry, you know, meaning that like a church is going to have, they're going to open doors to all. And so you want to kind of have a similar attitude. You want to be like, I want to be able to help as many people as I possibly can.
But it's not fair to our other clients.
Right.
If we're
right.
taking on 5,000 people a year, you just
right.
can't do it.
Right.
And so go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, and that's the other part too, about why, you know, these firms like us, you know, and I'm not sure about other firms out there, but we do, you know, really to your point, Derek, that second point is, which firm are you working with, and are they taking on everybody?
So
what's an example of like a different, what's one example of a firm that, there's a couple different types of firms out there. Give us one.
I mean, you have like the large kind of like wire houses or large investment firms. And I'll name a couple like Schwab and Vanguard and Fidelity and Bank of America.
Ameriprise. Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, with Merrill Lynch, right. I mean, these are the guys that have the scale. I mean, they have, you know, hundreds of thousands, you know, of employees all across the country. And, you know, they have, you know, and I'll pick on them a little bit, but usually they'll have, you know, sort of like newer hires there that you might be dealing with. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they have the scale and they have the sort of the administration and all the employees in the back office to do that. And it's like, no, we wanted to, when we set up SHP, we wanted to do something differently. We really didn't want to be, you know, be all things to all people. We really wanted to take our time, focus on the people that, not say the right people, but the people that are nice, that have a good natured, that have the same values that we do, such as, you know, work
planning.
Hard. Yeah, and they're absolutely that, you know, working hard, saving, not squandering at all, not spending like drunken sailors or anything like that. And then, and to your point too, Derek, the people that truly value things like tax planning and legacy planning and healthcare planning, people that aren't just looking for a quick buck and, oh, hey, this investment or that investment.
Exactly.
People that are looking for that comprehensive plan, and that those are the folks we want to work with.
And you have some folks, Matt, who just deal with the stock market and they're, you know, advisors. Nothing wrong with that. We handle stocks. We handle most of our clients' money is in the market. We use Fidelity as our custodian. On the other end, you have folks, there's advisors who just do the insurance side. So it's annuities and life insurance. And if you're just looking to see someone to take some risk off the table potentially, or to get some sort of guaranteed income for the rest of your life, maybe that's all you need to go, is to see one person who just does put you into an annuity or something. And maybe that's right. I'm not sure. Maybe that's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is there's think of like there's the independent people who just do the insurance and annuities. Then you have firms who just do the market. Then you have these big wirehouse who they work for these big institutions. So the only thing you have to be careful for is these big institutions sometimes have certain things that they want to not push down. But if you go to, if they have certain funds that they offer,
mm-hmm.
and it might be, they might, some of the advisors who work for them might even get paid based on the funds that they offer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a true fee-based relationship. So that's, there's so many different types of advisors. Our firm generally deals with clients that have between $250,000. We have some clients that have, you know, $20-25 million, but that's not our normal client.
Mm-hmm.
Our normal client probably has $500,000 to $4 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's probably 90% of our clients fall into that realm. And our fees range from 0.6% to 1.1%. But the difference, I think, with our firm and wanting to let people know is, yeah, that is a fee that they have to pay us based on the assets that we're managing. But the difference between our firm is we handle all the things. If people need the market, we can handle the market. If people need annuities, insurance, we can handle that side as well. We don't care where the money goes. It's more of what the plan best suits the client. But for those fees, not only do we have a robust team that handles the management, the portfolios, the assets. See, a lot of firms just stop there. They charge a fee and you just pay for that portfolio. What I think we do differently, Matt, and you can probably go from here, but mm-hmm. what makes us different beyond there?
Well, just, I mean, what I was going to say was actually more about the idea that people, I don't blame people that get confused out there.
Yeah.
And sorry, just to go back to a point that I wanted to make was that the, you know, people, like, let's say you're sitting down with somebody. It's very difficult, I think, for the common sort of listener to know, okay, you know, does this guy, is he insurance only? Is this guy investment only? What does he actually do? And so the only thing I was going to let people know is ask people questions like you just answered, such as, how are you paid?
Are you a fiduciary?
Are you a fiduciary? What licenses do you hold?
Do you have a CFP designation?
Correct. Yeah. Are there CFP on the staff or on the team? I mean, these types of questions are so key because that's how you find out, okay, is this guy insurance only? And so maybe he talks, you know, in an educated way about the market, but at the end of the day, he only gets paid for insurance. So you need to know, okay, that's how he's paid at the end of the day. Or is this guy investment only, doesn't have his insurance license, and is just going to be like, oh yeah, he doesn't get paid that way, so he's not going to recommend that.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Well, so with us, they pay us our clients pay us a fee to manage their portfolio, but as part of that fee, it goes to all the other planning that we do. So generating income, keeping up with inflation, making Social Security decisions, tax planning, when to do Roth conversions, when to pay taxes now versus later, what accounts to draw from, healthcare planning, coordinating estate estate planning, beneficiaries. So the difference with our SHP retirement roadmap, it's a trademark process. You can only get that here. And so yes, we charge a fee like other firms, but our fee is to manage a portfolio and all the other things that go along with planning. And so I think that's the difference you'll see. For those of you who just need maybe a portfolio or just need an annuity, there's other firms who can do that. And that's no worries at all. But if someone who really enjoys, wants someone to look at under every rock and look for all different ways from a planning standpoint on how to take Social Security, to take a pension as a lump sum or a stream of income, when to do Roth conversions, when to pay taxes now versus later, what accounts to withdraw from now versus later, should we protect ourselves for healthcare and long-term care, what about estate planning and tax planning in that arena? There's so many different things and decisions to make, and that's where we pride ourselves on. So if that sounds like you, I don't think we have many appointments available in 2019 because we're at the end, but get on our calendar for 2020. Come take a look. If we're not the right firm, no worries. Don't bother calling. No hard feelings. Hopefully we can bring you some good content each and every week. But if you think we might be a fit or you want to look in to see what makes us different, take some time. There's no cost to sit down with us. We want to give you a complete retirement roadmap review to show you, hey, maybe some things you might be missing that you could be taking advantage of within your plan. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. You can book a consultation right online as well at shpfinancial.com. After the break, robo-advisors. We're going to discuss this during our market report. What's the good and the bad of having a robo-advisor, and is it the right thing for you? We'll discuss right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. And now it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments starting now.
So towards the end of last segment, I just wanted to recap of what we were talking about, because what I probably didn't say as clear as I'd like to is a lot of folks out there are paying fees, and whether it's inside mutual funds or inside what they pay their advisor on a regular basis. But if you're paying fees of like 1% or somewhere in that range, and you're just getting a portfolio and you're just getting advice on the market, that's what I was saying. That's where I think what really makes SHP different is we still charge fees to manage a portfolio. But within that fee model, it becomes our clients get their own portal. We can make decisions to help them make decisions on when to draw out of what accounts when based on taxes and performance. We do investment management. We do tax planning, make decisions on Roth conversions year after year, look at healthcare and estate planning, all under one plan. So that's the difference here is, we charge a fee to manage a portfolio, but it's what value are you getting? If you're paying a fee to someone, are you getting all that value? If not, that's what we said. Come take a second look or get a second opinion on your situation. Or if you don't have an advisor at all, maybe a first opinion, especially as you get ready to transition potentially from the working years to the retirement years. And the number to do so is 800-227-7777. We're booking now into 2020, but get on the calendar now while you can. See if we're a good fit. Like Matt and I said earlier, we're not always the right fit for everyone. We tell some folks that come in that they're not the right fit for us, and some people tell us we're not the right fit for them, but we won't know that until we have that first meeting. So go to shpfinancial.com or call 800-227-7777. Speaking of finding the right advisor, Matt, we have this new thing as part of our weekly market report where we give some insight, and one of our certified financial planners, Matthew Peck, who's here, we give insight on different areas of the market. And this week, we're talking about a type of advisor we didn't even discuss in the last segment because we've kind of forgot about it, but the whole aspect of robo-advisors, having robots manage your portfolio. So what's the good about that? What's good? I guess we'll start.
Yeah. So let me, I wanted to kind of, you know, give the history of robo-advisors and same idea. Let people know what they are, but also what they are not. What a robo-advisor is, and it's funny, when I first heard the term, you know, I had this image of, you know, kind of robots in suits, just kind of mechanically saying stocks, bonds, and, you know, different things. So it's not as colorful as that. But what happened was that back in 2008, right after the financial crisis, there's a lot of backlash against Wall Street. You know, they felt, you know, kind of like some of the entrepreneurs out there felt that Wall Street basically got us into that mess in the first place. And, you know, the fees that they charge were just excessive. Now, a lot of kind of what Derek talked about at the beginning is that, you know, we were kind of born of that similar time where we just thought that, okay, you should do more for your clients. You know, you should build these comprehensive plans. Well, the direction that the robo-advisor industry went was, okay, if a client just wants to have a portfolio, that's it. You know, why should I overpay for a human to advise me on my portfolio? Why don't I just have this algorithm that just says, okay, well, you know, if you are 37 years old, you know, here, take this very, very quick questionnaire. Tell us how old you are. Tell us what your risk tolerance is. And based on, you know, this 15-minute questionnaire, we'll start managing your assets strictly as a, you know, a very, what's called capital light. I mean, there's no advisors, there's just this algorithm, and then there's a customer service center, you know, and you have a website and you have different things like that, and everything's legit, but it's very, very sort of stripped down versions of it.
But the good news is it's cheap, right?
Right. It's very cheap.
It's usually cheaper than what you're paying a normal like 0.6 to 1% advisory fee to a different advisor. We see some folks coming in paying like 2%.
Absolutely.
And I think those are not with us, by the way.
Yeah, correct.
With other firms, but I think those fees there are in the 0.4, yeah. 0.3, maybe even lower. I'm not sure, but they're usually pretty cheap. But like you mentioned, Matt, it's you have an algorithm type robot managing it. So you have to remember, sometimes you get what you pay for. And not that they don't do a good job in good markets, I don't know. But again, it's more to financial planning than just a portfolio.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a couple different things. I mean, so where they're really good, I mean, or certainly have a role to play, is if you are 25, if you're 30, if you're 35, right? Kind of similar to what we were saying earlier about people that might have less than our qualifications. You know, a robo-advisor is great because we want people to save. You know, I mean, if you're 25 years old, 35 years old, you know, listening to this right now, and the only thing that you need to focus on right now is saving.
Yep.
Well, you know, the robo-advisor has a good role to play so that you can set, you know, and this Betterment, this Personal Capital, there's actually over 100 different robo-advisors because now Schwab has their version and Fidelity and Vanguard, they all have their own little robo-advisor section. But if you're just starting out, it's a great spot to be, to kind of get into the habit of saving on a monthly basis, and then the algorithm will then rebalance the portfolio based on your age. But I think when you get older, you have to realize, and I think most people do, that life is more art than science.
Yeah. And as you're older or accumulate more assets.
Right. Because it's no longer just like, okay, I mean, how many times do you give the same exact advice to this, you know, to the person when they're in, you know, when they're 62 years old? I mean, everyone's advice is different. Everyone's, at least that we do.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's advice that we give is different and unique and tailored to that individual situation. And so that's what I mean, where when you're dealing with a human, I guess, or human advisor, or more, you know, someone like us, you know, fiduciaries and whatnot, you know, we're going through a client's goals. You know, we're going through what's really important to them. And we're talking about both sides of the coin to say, okay, hey, if we take more risk, you might have more money. But if we take less risk, you might have less money, but less stress. And like walking people through all of these huge questions that a 15-minute survey is not going to be able to do.
How about just the emotional side of going through market corrections and when to do tax planning and estate planning? The robot might not answer that.
Right. I mean, and how important are your kids? And that changes, you know. Their situation changes. So I think when you reach a certain level, it's no longer just science, invest this way all the same, regardless of your age, or, you know, depending on your age, it's more art of it and going into all the different possibilities and finding the striking the right balance. Yeah. So that's when you get with advisors like us. But if you just want nice, strict investment plan on the cheap, robo-advisors are definitely a good plan too.
I just picture short circuit right now with investing that money.
Oh man, hold on.
I know, right?
I could get the, if I could can find the name, I'm going to blurt it out.
But basically what I was saying, each and every week we put out this content for the market report or content like this. So if you want to get on our weekly market report, go to shpfinancial.com. It's, you just put your, you sign up for the newsletter and you put your email address in. There's no cost to do so. But you'd be surprised, and Matt and I talk about this all the time, how many conversations that we've had with clients that have been with us for a while or brand new people coming to our office saying, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how much more there was to retirement than just having investments. There's so many critical decisions along the way. And that's what true financial planning is and what it's all about. So again, we have appointments starting in 2020 that we have available. Are we the right fit? We're not sure, but let's get together and decide that. Get on the calendar ahead of time. Enjoy your holidays, enjoy Christmas, New Year's, but knowing you have this appointment in the books for early January. To get that appointment, there's no cost to sit down with us for a cup of coffee in one of our offices in Hyannis, Plymouth, Braintree, or Woburn. Call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can go to our website at shpfinancial.com and book a consultation right there. After the break, we're going to leave you with Matt, myself, and Matt's top two takeaways right after this break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We had a wide variety of things we discussed on today's show, from the cost of a Christmas dinner many years ago to today, to finding the right advisor, to naming the right person to handle your assets if something were to happen to you, as well as robo-advisors. So with all that being said, we always like to leave you with our top two takeaways. So if you missed the show, we'll leave you with our top two takeaways. If you want to listen to the show again, or if you want to listen to the earlier parts that you missed, you can, however you download your podcast, just go to that same location and type in SHP Financial, and you can subscribe to our podcast, which is it has our weekly shows added every single week. We have a whole history of shows there. So maybe there's other content that we didn't get into today that you'll find in that list of shows for the last couple of years. So again, just type in shpfinancial.com to whatever station or site that you listen to podcasts on. So Matt, what was your big takeaway from today?
So I want to go back to actually something that we mentioned really at the beginning, which was the impact of inflation on Christmas dinner. And a couple things too. Let me also quickly state Johnny Five for all of our listeners.
Thank you.
Just because we...
If there's a robot managing your portfolio.
Yeah. It could be Johnny Five for all of our short circuit friends out there.
Short circuit.
But just know, inflation, I wanted to kind of come to that also because I wanted to sort of, you know, Paul Volcker recently passed away, and he was the Federal Reserve Chairman during the very difficult times of inflation. For all of our listeners that went through Carter year inflations, he was the gentleman that, you know, took over the helm of the Federal Reserve and finally got inflation under control. And those numbers that Derek had mentioned about, you know, over a couple 100% of for ham and for flour and for the different things like that, potatoes. I mean, it's a real thing. Inflation's a real thing. It's been muted for past couple years, but it can get really high like it was back in Paul Volcker's time. So the idea is that you have to plan for it. I mean, you can't just be like, okay, if someone has a pension and you know, you think you're all good because they have a pension, well, does it have cost of living adjustments? I mean, may or may not, probably not. And then Social Security, yeah, that might go up a little bit, but then so doesn't your Medicare bill. I mean, if you did the Medicare cost on that cost of Christmas dinner, that'd be astronomical.
Yeah.
So the main is you have to plan for it. Inflation is just one of the many variables that are out there. But, you know, that's why if you're in a good place with a good planner, you'd be talking about it.
Well, Matt, that ties into our topic earlier of choosing the right advisor. And there's so many different types of advisors out there. A lot of our clients have saved up, not everyone, but a lot of them saved up $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, some $20 million. But a lot of our clients fall into that $250,000 to $3-4 million range. And that's the type of planning that we feel like we do a good job in terms of like looking at all the areas of retirement. So if you're with a lot of people can probably shake their heads right now. How many listening right now? Don't raise your hand if you're driving. If you're, you know, have an advisory team that you meet with once a year and they say, yep, look how much money you've made. The market's done well. And that's the whole crux of the meeting. There's no other real ideas. But like Matt mentioned, when we look at from our retirement roadmap standpoint, when we build a plan for our clients that we serve and have served since we opened the doors in 2003, there's so many decisions that need to be made as part of one plan beyond and including investments. Obviously, we manage a good amount of money of our clients in the market in different areas. And so, but that's just one piece of the puzzle. So if you're paying your advisor and just getting that and you want more, that's the difference that we believe we can help you with here at SHP Financial. Because yeah, our fees range from 0.6% to 1.1% based on your assets. But for those fees becomes a really solid, robust managed portfolio, depending on your goals. But beyond that, how about all the other things? Tax decisions, healthcare decisions, strategies for estate planning. How about all the decisions on Social Security? Some advisors don't even talk to their clients about Social Security. That could be over $1 million to you in your lifetime, right? And between you and if you're married, a spouse. So if you're not focusing on Social Security, on where the money would come from when you retire, on the tax window opportunity we have right now to maybe pay some taxes now and pay a lot less down the road. These are all these decisions from income, investments, taxes, healthcare to legacy that make up a plan. I'd have a lot of money if I had a dollar. If every time someone came in and said, wow, Derek, Keith, Matt, Joe, Patrick, Mark, whoever they're meeting with at our office, man, I didn't know how much more there was to retirement planning beyond just a portfolio. Now I see all these areas that have to be planned for, and that's why we're working with SHP and your team. So come sit down with us. There's no cost to do so. We don't have any appointments for 2019 available, but we're starting to take appointments in 2020. Get on the calendar, call now, get the appointment booked, then enjoy your Christmas season knowing that you have that appointment booked in early 2020. When you book that visit ahead of time, we'll send you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, which takes you through the 5 critical areas of retirement planning. We'll send that to you at no charge once you book the meeting. Maybe you can read that over the holiday season we have coming up. To book that visit, either two things. One, you can call 800-227-7777, or number two, you can go to our website and book a visit right there and get a ton of other information at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll look forward to talking to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.